I cannot recommend enough that you take a little bit of your time this Saturday or Sunday, go buy yourself a ticket and watch a movie, the title of which, Morphe, directed by Oliver Hermanus, who joins me now in studio. Oliver, lovely to have you here. Good morning.
Hello, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Good. Very good.
It is a magnificent piece of film work.
Thank you.
It truly, truly is. I was lucky enough to be at the premiere of it, of course, in Cape Town at the Fugard, and the Fugard for a particular reason.
Yes.
And I remember walking out of there being moved so much more than I anticipated. Not because it was shock and horror, but quite frankly because of a tactic that you've taken in this movie, which is to be gentle, to be nuanced, to be subtle. And it sort of sits with you. Like 2 weeks later, I'm still thinking about things that are being said on the movie screen.
I mean, the movie's, it's many things. I mean, it's set in a military context, so there is a lot of, aggression inside of it as well. But I suppose what you're talking about is kind of the emotional structure of the film.
Correct.
And that was something I just wanted to make a film where particularly a gay audience would feel, you know, that it was kind of more sophisticated, I suppose, about the emotional experiences of gay men.
Because there is a complexity in that, emotional exploration, isn't it? Once again, it's not one of those, oh, here, boy meets boy, they'll fall in love and, you know, be happy ever after. It's complex.
Well, yes, because it's South Africa and it's the 80s. I also think that, you know, because of the codas that were in place in terms of how people, especially young people who discover that they might be gay, how they interact in that kind of context, you know, there was a very limited language that one could employ because of the fear and the danger of being exposed, as, you know, as homosexual.
Have you been surprised, or was it intentional to have people respond in response, I suppose, to the senselessness of conscription? I know there were people calling into the station saying, oh, that was a good time because it taught us how to be men.
Yeah.
And yet when you read and obviously see what's on the movie screen, it really was a torturous, traumatic time for many of young South Africans.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone had different experiences. I think those particularly who went to the border had a very particular kind of experience. But even for the variety of different kinds of gay men who went into the army, they all had very different experiences. So I think our portrayal is kind of, you know, an examination of the sort of worst of it, I think, in terms of how if you really got the brunt of it, this is what that would look like. Ironically, the protagonist, the antagonist's name is Brunt. So.
Very true. Very true. And how, I'll ask this question. Because there are a couple of people who were at the premiere of Morphe who ended up having conversations with me around conscription, more so than the complexities around the homosexual relationship that was being depicted.
I mean, the film overseas is very much a war movie. That's kind of how the international press has kind of interpreted it. They've interpreted it as a film about military. And they were all it's, you know, very interesting. Our sound designers, who I've worked with on three different movies now, who are based in Paris, and we spent months in Paris with them, I didn't even know that they were conscripted. And they watched Morphe for the first time while we were doing all the sound, and they immediately identified with this film. In fact, a lot of the things inside the film, they said, oh, we did all of this stuff as well. Like, this is exactly how we were treated. So this issue of conscription is fascinating because you forget that many, many countries around the world indoctrinate and sort of bold men in this way.
Why was it important for you to make this movie now? It's 2020 South Africa, and granted, you were making it, I suppose, 2-3 years ago, whenever you started.
The last 4 years, yeah.
You started filming it. We are in a very different space when it comes to not only the Constitution and what people are entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there are very many harsh lived experiences by gay men and LGBT people in South Africa. But at least, at the very least, government is not a perpetuator, I'm hoping, of that kind of harshness. Why was it important to take a story based in conscription in 1981 in South Africa when the things were very, very different and having a contemporary South African audience seeing it now?
I mean, this debate that kind of actually came out, the film premiered in Venice last year in September, and the week that the film premiered in Venice, it was the week that we had these marches, these women's marches in South Africa about gender-based violence, and the topic became very much about toxic masculinity, and the film, really much, our exploration of the film became a question about how white South African men particularly have been built over the last 30 to 40 years or even the last century in this country. And it's going back in our history to kind of look at how it has informed our present, how men in this country are kind of socialized to behave in certain ways, and how the word moffy is used to kind of dehumanize and demasculinize them, or to shame them for not embodying the sort of perfect man. And I think that is what we're kind of bringing to an audience in 2020, is looking into our past and seeing how it is affecting where we are today.
A WhatsApp message literally dropping now from somebody choosing to be anonymous, saying, my mother called me Morphe when I couldn't do something or step up. I'm straight, but Morphe naming was used to denigrate and to humiliate me.
Absolutely, and it still is to this day.
It truly is. There's a wonderful documentary, shall we call it, a series of interviews you
yes.
conducted with people yes. enjoying a profile who are gay around the use of the word Morphe. And it's quite interesting. Mark Lottering was in an interview mm-hmm. with Lester Kivett this past Thursday evening, and he was reflecting on how when he grew up and the use of the word Morphe, how that is very different from how people are using it almost as a term of endearment nowadays.
I mean, Mark particularly has appropriated the word in a way that softens it for him, and he's taken ownership of the word. And a lot of gay men who've had to overcome that word have done that. But I think young people today, people like teenagers at high school, even younger, if that word is, you always know when something's being used against you versus something being used to encourage you or to comfort you. And it's every gay man in this country has a relationship with the word Morphe. It has some kind of impact on our lives, and we have to have this continuous relationship with the word and kind of renegotiate this relationship as we get older. And for some men, it never changes. For some men, that word is still completely and utterly harmful, and they cannot get past it or use it.
I'm going to take the opportunity to invite people who perhaps have elements of homophobia in them, perhaps have issues that need to be resolved around homosexuality, to still go ahead and go watch this movie.
We want them to.
Please do, because how you approach it is a, once again, I don't have the words to articulate what I'm trying to say, but there's a it's so gentle and so painful all at the same time, and it really leaves you with a lot to reflect on and to think about, and hopefully invite you to then have conversations with people around you, and perhaps even your parents, your former schoolmates, whoever may have called you a Morphe before, and just, you know, have that kind of engagement and conversation with them.
Yeah, we're definitely provoking the South African public to have a discourse around Morphe. I mean, the other thing about this movie is that, you know, I don't want to say no expense was spared, but, you know, it was a very ambitious film. Our producers, you know, they really allowed us to have a very broad and big world inside of this film. And so I think that's what we're very proud of. We're very proud of the fact that Morphe is also, you know, it's a competitive film. It's really been traveling all over the world, and it's been sold all over the world. And so it's important for us to have South Africans relate to it and engage with it, because I think it's most important for South Africans. And I feel like all this international support that we've been getting, and the film coming out in England next month, well, we hope with coronavirus, that, you know, it becomes something that South Africans feel proud of as a piece of South African cinema.
Where can people see it in Cape Town?
In Cape Town this weekend, you can see it at the Fugo Theatre from Sundays, or from this Sunday, or for the next 2 weeks. You can see it at your new Metro cinemas in Canal Walk. You can see it at the Kineco cinemas in the southern suburbs and the northern suburbs. You can see it at the Labia from next weekend. And then nationally, you can see it. Just check your local listings. You can go to our website, morphefilm.com, where all of the listed cinemas are available in ticket sales.
And it's important to note that this is the weekend you need to go out and see it, because unfortunately, we still have that business model with the cinema complexes, where if your movie doesn't do well in the opening
It's a global model.
Is it a global model?
It's a global model, yeah.
So it needs to do well this weekend, and it's doing very well compared to the other movie that is bigger, that involves a international star that shall remain nameless for the moment.
Morphe is pushing along. But yes, opening weekends are critical, and we would love the support, and we think that there's a lot that South Africans will get out of this film.
Let's spend the last minute talking about the cast that you've put together. I do know that you really searched. You really, really did. But I think in Kai Luke Brummer, you really found an amazing Nicholas.
Yes, it was. I call it our Vivian Leigh. We were looking for our Scarlett O'Hara. We spent 18 months looking for Nicholas. And Kai, you know, he actually came for so many different auditions. It was like a discovery process with Kai. And once we were certain of Kai, we never regretted the decision ever. He's done a fantastic job.
And his strength is, Because he is the lead actor, I suppose, in this film, but he probably has fewer words to say than some of the supporting actors. And a lot is left to his body and his face to express.
He's internalizing.
Oh, absolutely. As you can tell, I really, 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 really. It is painfully beautiful. Painfully beautiful. It is a necessary movie for any and every South African to watch. The title of it is Morphe. Do go and see it this weekend. Please invite as many people as you can. And most importantly, accept the invitation to partake and to have the conversations that need to happen. Thank you very much, Oliver Hermanus, for coming in.
Thank you so much, Africa.